The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, so much election news to talk about this morning, including nationally some very key Senate races, and it looks like Democrat John Fetterman has defeated Republican challenger Mehmet Oz in that Pennsylvania Senate race. Joining us right now from Pittsburgh is ABC News correspondent Derek Dennis. Good morning, Derek.
Hi, good morning. Yes, you're right. ABC News projecting a Democratic Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman, the winner over Republican TV doctor Mehmet Oz, known as Dr. Oz. The two were essentially neck and neck throughout most of the final weeks of the campaign. But Fetterman was able to pull it out, it seems, giving a victory speech after 1 in the morning last night, thanking voters, thanking his supporters, thanking his family, and saying that, you know, he didn't expect that the turnout would be so well and so very much in his favor. But nevertheless, he was able to carry the state, certainly carrying the Pittsburgh area, where he's from, where he lives, and where he served as the mayor of Braddock outside of Pittsburgh for some 13 years. But he's also the state's lieutenant governor, as I said. And so he had appeal and name recognition across the state. But so did Mehmet Oz, the former TV doctor and celebrity surgeon. But what really hurt Oz, it seemed, talking to voters, is the fact that he lived in New Jersey for several years, moved to Pennsylvania just 2 years ago. So there were claims that he's a carpetbagger and wasn't really a Pennsylvanian, unlike John Fetterman, who is from Pennsylvania, lives in Pennsylvania, and has been a Pennsylvanian the entire time.
Yeah, it seemed like that might definitely sway in Fetterman's favor. Also, turnout. I mean, that was key, wasn't it?
Turnout was certainly key. And across the state, this was such a hotly contested election that the voters seemed to go out in droves. They knew the stakes were high. I mean, Pennsylvania has always been a battleground state of recent years, but even more so with control of the Senate hanging in the balance. And so now ABC News projects this Democratic win in Pennsylvania will help tip the scales in the Democrats' favor again. They'll hold on to their majority. But there's still other outstanding races across the country that still need to be decided. But still, Pennsylvania's win is a big boost for the Democrats.
Yeah, it's a big win indeed, Derek. Are you hearing anything from the Oz camp? Is there a concession in the works or anything like that?
Oz only gave a speech late last night, basically telling his supporters to hold on. But once it was clear that Fetterman had you know, taken victory, it's really a matter of time before Mehmet Oz fully concedes the race and has to step into the spotlight and know for sure that he has lost this race. The margin, about 50% of the vote to for Fetterman, 47% for Oz, and so it's a clear projected win for Fetterman for sure over Republican Mehmet Oz.
All right, Derek, appreciate your reporting. Thanks for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.